Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article from The Economist about how a CEO's early life experiences can influence their leadership style. It's fascinating stuff.
I'm intrigued. So, are we talking nature versus nurture here? What kind of early experiences are we talking about?
Everything from environmental factors like pollution and natural disasters to economic conditions during their first jobs. Even family dynamics play a role.
Hold on. Pollution? How does that influence a CEO decades later?
A study found CEOs born near Superfund sites, areas with hazardous waste, tended to take more risks, often unsuccessfully. Researchers think pollution might have impacted brain development.
Wow, that's unexpected. What about natural disasters?
CEOs who experienced disasters with high death tolls as kids were more cautious, while those who experienced less severe disasters tended to be bigger risk takers. It's like their perception of risk is skewed by their early life experiences.
So, trauma can make you more cautious, but less severe adversity might make you less cautious? That's counterintuitive.
I know, right? It's complex. And it's not just risk taking. Early exposure to disasters can even influence a company's carbon emissions. Directors who experienced extreme disasters are associated with firms with lower emissions. Fascinating, huh?
It is. It makes you wonder how much our past shapes our present, even in the boardroom. What about family dynamics? How does that fit in?
CEOs who grew up with a sole breadwinner father who was more educated than the mother tended to favor male division managers with bigger budgets. Bias creeping in, perhaps?
That's something to consider. It really underscores the importance of diversity and inclusion, doesn't it? So, are we saying destiny is predetermined?
Not exactly. The article emphasizes that these are trends, not hard and fast rules. People can and do break the mold. It's not about judging candidates based on their childhoods, but acknowledging that experiences shape us.
Got it. So what's the takeaway here?
First, luck plays a role in success. Second, diverse experiences in organizations are crucial. And third, current events can have long-lasting impacts. The article mentions the potential impact of a recession on future managers. It's a lot to think about.
It definitely is. This reminds me of that old saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." But maybe it also makes some CEOs bigger risk takers or others more cautious, or even influences their budgets based on gender. It all paints a very nuanced picture of leadership. I never considered how impactful early life experiences could be on the business world.
Exactly. And on that note, thanks for joining us today on this fascinating exploration of how childhood experiences can shape future CEOs. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.